Dave's World. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
According to an age-old custom, carrying a dead shrew in your pocket wards off rheumatism. Now, I bet you when you turned on your radio tonight to hear 98FM, you didn't think you'd hear the word shrew nor rheumatism. Why would you carry a dead shrew, even if it would have been, get rid of your rheumatism?
It would have been great crack being a quack, you know, like some kind of medical quack back in the 18th century, because you could effectively come up with anything and no one could dispute it. A lot like Dave's World.
True.
Yeah, so you get up one morning and go, did you know that putting a shrew in your pocket can ward off rheumatism? Really? I didn't know. And then just snigger at them as they go up and down with rotting animals in their pockets.
About 2/3 of men prefer boxers to briefs. I believe that.
Yeah, briefs are for nut jobs. literally.
I don't know about that. Well, I certainly wouldn't wear them. I have to. In fact, my boxers I wear are almost like cycling shorts.
Move on.
No, why? It's interesting to talk about underwear.
You can talk about underwear, but that's your underwear. Now people are getting an image in their head.
Let them. Go on, get that image. The image of them big chunky thighs.
They're not even. They're somewhere between a long john and a boxer short. Your ones. They're so long. They're obnoxiously long.
Brilliantly long.
Don't ask me how I know this. In fact, I'll tell you how I know this. Because he orders his jocks online and has them delivered to the office.
Yeah,
and that's pretty normal behaviour.
Okay, here's a question for you for Dave's World. Text it in on 53981. No prizes for the answer, just see if you've got the knowledge. A tuna fish can swim how many miles in a single day? A tuna fish. What's your guess?
This one is...
I know it's completely random. Just have a go. It's a bit of crack. You might win an iPhone.
1,000 miles.
You might win a 98FM iPhone cover.
1,000 miles.
You're not playing and you're wrong. It's less than 1,000 miles. How many miles in a single day? Have a guess.
I've just made your fact underwhelming now by shooting over, you know.
A woman's sense of smell is more sensitive during ovulation.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not sure why, but it is.
So, if she says, gosh, when was the last time you washed those socks? It's time to head to the condom machine.
There's so much wrong with that sentence. I'm not getting involved. A woodpecker can peck 20 times a second. I don't think I can do anything 20 times a second. 20 times a second. 1, 2, 3. 20 times each of those. You can peck on a tree. It's amazing.
Say our missus could peck 25. I meant nagging, just in case.
A species of earthworm in Australia grows up to 10 feet in length. Can you imagine a 10-foot earthworm?
I've news for you. It's a snake.
No, it's not. It's an annelid. Remember that in biology in school? Earthworm are part of the annelid family.
Anything that's slimy and long is a snake.
Snakes aren't slimy. Come on, get to grips with things.
Well, worms are slimy.
Yes, but snakes are not. A small airplane can fly backwards. If it's small enough, it can fly backwards. That's kind of cool. I don't know how it would do that. How would it go backwards if the propellers are propelling it forward?
Actually, can I just go back to the worm for a minute?
Oh, God. Yeah, you're ruining Dave's World. I mean,
you could actually... It's over so now. Long.
It's so long. It's over. It's over.
Well, it can end. What a great way to end it with a great invention.
Go on.
If you got the 10-foot
earthworm,
you know we use worms for bait.
Do.
You could actually put a thin rod through the worm and attach the reel onto the worm itself and then just dangle the worm's head. So he is both rod and bait, thereby saving yourself a fortune on expensive fishing tackle. I'll get me coat.
Thank you. Yes, well done, Les. 101 miles was your guess. 100 miles is the amount a tuna can swim in a single day. Thank you for guessing on 53981. I apologise for his behaviour. Here's the script. She's all laid up.